Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. It's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, guys? Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Told you at the beginning of the week, you know what? I'm going to try to do 5 days. I'm going to do a full week's worth of shows. You know, it's funny how things change, because when I first started doing this podcast, I went on a run of about 6 months of doing a show. I did it every single day. I did at least a 45-minute plus show every single day, Saturday and Sunday, holidays. During that entire 6 months, I did not miss a single day. You know, I'm working this new job now. I got insurance. I can see a therapist. I can see a psychiatrist now. I can get a lot of stuff done. What up, Joe? How are you? So, yeah, I'm not trying to brag that I want to do 5 shows in a week. Yeah, I mean, Fozzie, if you will. I mean, see, if I'm being honest, Fozzie is the one that lit a fire under my ass. Fozzie, 6 months of shows is equal to the pros being in a contract year. But Fozzie, he did. He called me part-time Pat. And I was like, damn, it's kind of right. And I needed that. I needed that. A little bit of a fire lit under my ass. So thank you, Fozzie. Like, you should be a coach, man. Fozzie, have you ever thought about being a life coach? I think with your upbeat tempo and the way you talk, how high energy you are, what I'm trying to say is, Fozzie, I think you would make, yeah, points. You get points. But what I'm trying to say, Fozzie, is that I think you would make a great life coach. Joe comes in with a comment. Man, you make more content than most. Don't feel like you ain't doing enough. I know, but I worked in radio for 22 years. That I did it 5 days a week. I like doing this. It's just, you know, like, I got a lot on my plate right now. I'm working 2 jobs. I'm doing the podcast. See, I have my window open. You know what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to do a camera. I've wanted to do this. I want to put a camera that faces out of my studio out to the street. I mean, it's not a busy street, but I think it would be kind of cool that I could check in. If I see something going on, I could like, oh, guys, look at this. What's going on? Because there is a little bit of a homeless camp across the street. And sometimes you do see some vagrants and bums walking down the street and stuff. I mean, I would love to get your feedback. I always love your engagement too. I read a lot of people's comments on chat. But I also, not a lot of you guys know this, but you can give me a call. Give me a call. I'm not going to dox you if you disagree with me just because I got your number and stuff. But if you'd like to call in, you can. 407-270-3044. Once again, 407-270-3044. Or you can email me, Tuttle@gmail.com. Matter of fact, hold on here. Remember, I haven't gotten a lot of voicemails. And if you guys don't want to be on, like, live radio or live podcasting and stuff, you don't have to be. You don't have to be at all. But I got a voicemail that came in today, and I haven't even listened to it, but you can leave your voicemail, 407-270-3044. Iggy, what up, Iggy? I was kind of worried. I was. Fozzie, are you fucking kidding me, kid? I'm an unemployed pizza delivery guy that can't get my own shit together. Yeah. But, I mean, you could still be a life coach. Fozzie, you could tell the people to do the opposite of what you did, right? I mean, just do the opposite of me, kiddo. Thank you, Iggy T, for coming in. Iggy T, however, she'd be a great life coach. I really do. I mean, I would just pay. Because you know what would help my life? For Iggy T to come over and talk to me. What guy wouldn't like that? Neil Laguerre says, oh, I could use a pizza. Fozzie, cut a deal right here in the chat room. Maybe Neil is in your area. You got a frozen pizza. Throw it in the microwave or the oven. Wrap it up in some stuff and bring it over to him. Like, you might be able to make $8-$9. Great service. You might pull down 14. I think that's a great deal. Fozzie, hit Neil up. Neil could use a pizza. But yeah, I got this voicemail today. Let's see. Uh-oh. What is this? Hello? Hello? Did a kid accidentally call me? Oh, hold on. I hope we don't hear like a crime. Am I wrong by saying that was a kid, I thought? Uh-oh, what's going on here? What the fuck? Oh, this is creeping me out.
You've been a little angle.
Oh, man. Hello? Mom, why am I talking to a goddamn voicemail? I'm a fucking idiot. So if you would like to leave a voicemail, you can easily do that. I got a guest coming up here at 7:30. And this is a guy that just emailed me out of the blue and wanted to be on my show. I mean, this guy sent me the longest detailed email. He was raised in a Russian orphanage. This cat's got a great, great, interesting story. So I'm going to have, God, I'm so bad at this. Solslin Newell is going to be on the show on the Tuttle Daily Podcast coming up at 7:30. This happened in the Gulf of Mexico, right off the coast of Florida. These guys, they were from Louisiana. I don't like going out amateur wise on a boat out more than 5 miles. This story is terrifying. Did you guys ever hear about that they talked about this story on Shark Week. There was this top secret mission during World War II, and not a lot of people knew the ship. It was top secret. So not a lot of people knew that this mission was even being done. They were out in the Pacific. Well, their ship sank. So you got like 100 sailors in the water wearing life vests, and the sharks start swarming. And these guys are getting picked off one by one. So it's just like, do you realize how much anxiety that would be, that you can't see under you, it's in the middle of the night, you look to your right or your left, and your buddies are getting pulled under by sharks and getting eaten alive. Well, these guys from Louisiana went out on probably a boat that they shouldn't have gone out that deep in, or that far out from the coastline. Well, the Coast Guard rescued these dudes, but they had to fight off sharks.
This morning, an unbelievable rescue in shark-infested waters. Three missing boaters saved in the Gulf of Mexico while fending off a swarm of sharks.
You know, the Coast Guard does not get enough credit. All right, you know how everybody wants to make fun of the Air Force at being at the bottom, and then the Coast Guard, Coast Guard doesn't even get treated like it's a branch of the military, which it is. But I would say the Coast Guard is more tough than the Air Force. I would have to say the Air Force. Air Force is for the smart people, the kids with the good hand-eye coordination and stuff. But I would say that there's more tougher manly men or manly women in the Coast Guard than what there is in the Air Force.
Sharks.
They had multiple lacerations on their hand, almost down to the bone.
So, did you hear that? And Fozzie, I kind of agree with you. Fozzie, if he says, if you don't want to be a shark's dinner, stay out of there. All you can eat buffet. And he also says, if your boat fails, that'll learn you. Yeah, well, these guys were out at sea, the Gulf of Mexico, for over 28 hours. And sharks were swarming around them. When they rescued them, there were bite marks down to the bone in their hands.
Three fishermen had been floating in the water for 28 hours.
That's clear the vessel.
One man found drifting, hoisted in the air, assisted by a rescue swimmer. The other two, nearly half a mile away, clinging to a cooler. As rescuers saw as many as four sharks circling nearby. The men set out from Venice, Louisiana, Saturday morning.
Yep. Some coon dicks out of Louisiana. They were like, oh, we're going to go way out deep sea fishing. Johnny's got a big-ass boat.
Morning, but never returned home. For hours, Coast Guard teams searched the massive area by air and sea. And then around noon Sunday, a miraculous stroke of luck. One of the men, somehow able to get cell phone service briefly, sending a rough Google Maps location.
All right, so if I am a cell phone CEO, I'm finding out immediately what service that dude had. Did he have Sprint? Well, it's not Sprint anymore. Did he have T-Mobile? Did he have Verizon? Or did he have AT&T? Because I'm telling you right now, think of the marketing brilliance it would be that you could do a commercial with a guy that survived shark-infested waters. He was able to get a signal out. He was able to get a signal out to tell the Coast Guard where he was at. I think that would be amazing. Bubba lost everything. They lucky they were found at all. All phones try to connect to all towers for 911. Okay. Well, yeah, it was probably, what if it was Cricket Wireless? Wouldn't that be some bullshit? Like if Cricket Wireless was able to work out in the Gulf of Mexico. And I'm telling you right now, though, somebody needs to jump on that. Somebody needs to jump on that because I'm telling you, it is built-in marketing. And if it's AT&T, what you need to do, all right, guys, I know I'm going to sound creepy when I talk about this. Let's talk about Lily. Yeah, thanks, DR in the super chat. $5 super sticker. Thank you. Can we talk about Lily, the AT&T chick? Dude, like, yes, she has the biggest breast that you're ever going to see. Do you guys realize that they don't show any of her full body shots anymore? Because it is ridiculous how thirsty dudes get for Lily on the AT&T commercials. Holy crap. Her name is Melana Vontrub. And she's got Kurt. I'm telling you right now. Fozzie says, I mean, look. I just brought up Lily, and then look at this. Love me some Lily. Bubba lost everything. She has huge tits. Bubba lost everything. I've tried to look up her nudes a lot. Fozzie, if you will, she has huge knocks. Bubba lost everything. Triple D's. And Fozzie says those buttons are screaming. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a super edit. Yeah, if you want to, it's Milana, M-I-L-A-N-A, Vontrub, V-A-Y-N-T-R-U-B. Man. No, she does. Like, it's crazy. And I think that they do everything that they can to hide Lily's knocks. To hide her boobs, I think they kind of try to hide them. And if you notice, like, they don't show her from the waist down anymore. They don't. Because the comments that were on the YouTube channel and stuff. Yeah. I mean, Fozzie, I agree. I agree with you 100%, Fozzie. And do you guys realize that Milana Vontrub that plays Lily, she directs and creates all of those commercials. I mean, that is a great-ass gig, right? You know, like, she is set up for life. No matter, like, she's made so much money. She's made so much money from that. And, you know, a lot of people are like, well, maybe what if she got a great acting gig? No, why? I'm telling you right now, if I was, like, in her position, I would just be like, you know what? Oh, I'm not leaving this gig. I get to write. I get to direct. I get to star. She's getting paid. Bubba lost everything. Yeah, well, you want me to be honest? I think it would absolutely crash OnlyFans. And I'm gonna go through some of her early AT&T commercials and stuff. I'm definitely going to put together a super mix that I can play on the show this week. Would you guys like to? How about this, okay? I would like for you guys to add your submissions. Email me, Tuttle, Tuttle with two D's, T-U-D-D-L-E at gmail.com with your favorite clip of Lily from AT&T. Just send me a link to the YouTube or whatever it is. I'll grab the video and I'll put together a super mix. We can do a top 10, a top 5, whatever it may be, because I'm telling you, Milana Von Trapp, I think she does not get enough credit. Oh, man, oh, man. Yeah. So you had these guys. You see, I got way off track.
He told me.
I bet Milana Von Trapp would have no problem drowning. Could you imagine those boobs? How buoyant they are?
Had 2% battery, and he fired off that text message.
With no coordinates, the rescuers managing to track them down anyway.
Using kind of geolocation and orienting ourselves to the map and some of the
I bet they came out of Clearwater, too. When I was living at Clem Racing Incorporated, T-shirt factory as well, too, all that good stuff. The Coast Guard used a Clearwater airport. Like, they were constantly going out of there with those big-ass planes. They were always going out there with those big-ass helicopters. They were doing a lot of... I guarantee you that the people that saved these dudes were out of Clearwater.
Tours from Google Maps of the Gulf of Mexico were able to, in the command center... identify the location.
Within 2 hours, the boaters were...
Hey, you know what, though? You know what you don't hear a lot of is the Coast Guard having to rescue Cubans. These dudes went out on a professionally built boat. The Cubans can make it 90 miles from Cuba to Florida. And they get automatic. They get automatic citizenship, dry land bill, and I have no problem with that. Because they build their boats from scrap. And you don't see them having problems having to fight off sharks and stuff.
Spotted some 25 miles offshore.
We actually were able to recover one of the lights.
Wait, hold on. All right. Can I get a feedback, guys? So this chick's in the Coast Guard here. Would you? I think this lady would be lightning in a bottle. For real. Look, okay. You can't say that she's not attractive. No, she's not ugly. This chick would hurt most men. This chick right here would take control. Oh, I agree. Fozzie says hair down with the makeup. Yeah. I'm just saying, though. You know that this chick is bringing the heat.
To recover one of the life jackets that had been eaten through by a shark.
Now, I know, like, you could... All right, so if the sharks are swarming, okay, and they're not taking down anybody. All right, so sharks have good smell, right? Like, they can smell a drop of blood or taste a drop of blood in the ocean. But if they're attacking, would it be better, like, if it was you and six other people and you... You stabbed your buddy to kill him so the sharks could eat him, would that benefit you or would that be a disadvantage? Because with all that blood and stuff, is it just going to get the sharks into a little bit of a feeding frenzy and stuff? But I'm telling you right now, when it all comes down to it, it is the survival of the fittest. I mean, that's why I liked The Walking Dead. Second season of The Walking Dead when Shane shot Fat Otis in the leg so the other walkers would eat him and he could get away. Yes. I know that that sounds like a bad thing, but I'm telling you, if it's me and a fat dude and we got a bunch of zombies chasing me, I think that's kind of brilliant that Shane shot Fat Otis in the knee so all the walkers could eat him. Had plenty of time to get away. But yeah, I don't know.
Two were bitten and all three exhausted and treated for hypothermia, but incredibly alive.
Hypothermia?
It's difficult for us to describe how lucky they were that all these things happened in their favor.
It's just incredible. And Sam, tell us more about...
Man, Savannah's getting a block face.
These conditions they were facing.
And then you got the guy down in South Florida. He's got to have... Well, I can't say anything here. Let me button my shirt up a little bit so I don't look like a hypocrite. Why do you got your shirt unbuttoned? You're on the national news. Stop trying to be Florida.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. In addition to rough water, Savannah, 3 to 5 foot waves. Marine experts also say there's a higher number of sharks right now in the Gulf than normal. We're talking about bull and tiger sharks. As we heard a second ago, one of the boaters happened to, in a small window, receive a text message from friends and family saying, "Where are you guys? The Coast Guard is searching for you right now." He takes a picture and sends that out somehow with 2% battery left. The text message...
DR, I mean, I could... I mean, that is some helmet hair. I think DR is talking about this reporter's hair.
Goes out. Hours later, they locate these boaters.
All right. So, there's that. Waiting for my guess. I got to get a little bit better at preparing. Vulture, if you're listening, have you heard anything about this dude? Soslin, is Soslin still going to be calling in? If you guys did not get to check it out, and I want to put up the video, the solo video, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to start taking the interviews that I do and isolating those. I'm going to keep them in the episodes, but I'm going to isolate those so people can just check out the interviews. I'm going to do that, but if you didn't get to hear the interview that I did during the hurricane with Erska, Erska from Slovenia, that interview, audio-wise, is available. You can go out and check out the audio version of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. It is up there. It's on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio. 315 Live or TuneIn Radio. Just search Tuttle. Tuttle with two D's. T-U-D-D-L-E. I've never, ever understood the appeal of fraternities. But, I mean, so, with fraternities, don't they, shouldn't you automatically assume that they promote partying? They promote promiscuous sex and all that good stuff. Yeah, they do. And then there's a lot of guys, they all just try to outdo each other. They try to be shocking and stuff. And that does happen. I don't understand when these stories make the news that everybody's shocked. Shocked that a fraternity would act this way. Yeah. Whatever.
Fraternity now shut down at the University of Miami following reports of drugged drinks at a party.
And those aren't the only disturbing allegations.
check, check, check. All here. Let me hear that list here.
Following reports of drugged drinks at a party.
And drugs, drinks, and partying. Check, check, check. I mean, isn't that what a fraternity is supposed to be about? It is.
Those aren't the only disturbing allegations tonight against Sigma Phi Epsilon members. Let's get right to Local 10's Terrell Fournay with the details for us. Terrell.
Terrell looks like, man, Terrell, he hit the vape. Hit the vape
the
before.
Fraternity at the center of this controversy has had a presence here on the campus of UM for 73 years. But tonight, that relationship is over, effective immediately.
All right. I'm just going to be up front. Do I agree with some of the things that are being said or whatever? No, I'm not. But I got to tell you, this party looks really fucking fun.
The controversial chants of raping and murdering women.
Okay, I mean, raping and murdering women. Didn't Eminem make a whole career out of that? And these are just dumb college kids. Most of them probably had no high school life, and they are blowing off steam. They're blowing off steam. But, I mean, this looks like a fun-ass time.
Went down at an off-campus house party in Coral Gables earlier this month, all hosted by a fraternity from the University of Miami.
Fozzie, I'm not reading that, but okay. I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't, but I know what you're talking about, man. I know what you're talking about.
Sigma Phi Epsilon. A video shows a large turnout and almost immediate.
Well, okay. I mean, this is no, this is not Miami, Ohio. No, this is Miami Hurricanes. As a Gator fan, I shouldn't even have done that. But no, this is the U.
Immediately, there were accusations among women about their drinks being spiked with suspicious substances.
Don't threaten me with a good time. Spike my drink. Back in the day when I was partying and doing whatever I wanted to and ingesting whatever I wanted to with no concern about my health at all. Spike me. Spike my drink. I'll leave it wide open for you. I'm not blocking it. I'm not defending my cup at all. You know, like, I've even thought about going to a gay club. I mean, you could get drinks bought for you. Plus, some gay man might try to roofie you. Don't threaten me with a good time. Oh, not the rape part of it, but what I'm trying to say is that, oh yeah, you want to buy me drinks and roofie me? We're good. what up, Wags? Wags says Tuttle loves his dirty Sprite. Yeah, I've never understood that. I mean, I kind of relate that to also. You know, this whole thing where they were all talking about, oh yeah, they're giving out drug laced candy. No, I promise you, drug addicts, people that are drug users, are not giving out their drugs. They're not giving out their drugs. No, it's just not happening.
It's just crazy that I go to school with people that do things like that and that the school allows them to stay here.
Victoria Toro? Why are you acting like you're so innocent? Don't act like you have not been to one of those frat parties. This chick right here, I mean, she's got well-structured eyebrows, little thick, but I get it. This chick has been to a fraternity party. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it.
Knowing that even if it isn't true, allegations are still allegations and they come from somewhere.
Those anonymous.
I mean, okay, but I mean, choice of movie, you're right. The biggest problem is that these dumb college kids turn into dumb adults. Most of the politicians, and I know I shouldn't use that example because a lot of the politicians are just figureheads. They're not smart at all. But what I'm trying to say, though, is they've all been partiers. You're kidding yourself if you think that Bill Clinton didn't party back in the day. We all know George W. Bush, he loved the cocaine. I think Barack, he loved the marijuana. So, yeah, just because you party and stuff when you're young, we've all done horrible things, dumb decisions in our lives that we would not want anybody to know about. Yeah, Sausalin, no show. Yeah. Well.
Claims first uncovered by the Hurricane, the campus newspaper at UM made it all the way to the fraternity's national headquarters, where the office moved quickly to shut down the University of Miami chapter. A spokesperson says on Friday, the Sigma Phi Epsilon's national...
What if Bubba lost everything he had to say? Like when Bubba threw you shots and you drank like 8 in a show. Yeah, that was... It's sad. It's sad because it just shows you how sad it is that you had to ask if it was real or not. Yes. There'd be some mornings that I would be 10 shots in before 10 a.m. And I got good. I got great at knowing my limit. I knew how much time I had, how many drinks I could have. And I knew how much time I needed to be good to drive up to Pasco County. And I would do that. I would, and that was an everyday thing. And then I would sober up, drive to Pasco, and then I would drink for the rest of the night before I went to bed. Oh, so horrible, man. Like, yeah, I hate to brag about it, but yeah, I did. I really, really did drink that much. Oh, it was funny. Ha ha ha. I don't want anybody to think like I'm blaming Bubba or not. No, it was my decision. It was my decision to do all that. And if I'm being honest, I kind of liked it. If I'm being honest, who wouldn't, if you're an alcoholic, who wouldn't like it if your boss was, he turned it into a bit, he turned it into entertainment to make you drink? You're an alcoholic. Once again, don't threaten me with a good time. So I did. So I did it. It was my decision, so I'm not blaming any of that on Bubba. I'm not. Bubba lost everything. I'd be at work at early as fuck myself. You go home and kick back 7. It was great. It was great. Dude, I would get high as hell. Be stoned out of my mind. Drink, and then, like, probably be on some other stuff, too. Yeah, you know, I would be lying if I said that I did not enjoy it. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't fun. It was fun. It was really, really fun. But now, like, I feel a lot better. And also on top of everything else, me being on those mood stabilizing drugs and stuff, yeah, I was doing all other drugs and alcohol that I wasn't telling to my therapist or my psychiatrist about. Fozzie, now you're a straight edge corporate baller. You know, Fozzie, I mean, it's all about your perspective. Like, I know, like, I'm not rich. And I'm not saying anything bad about the radio people that I've worked for, but it was more of a passion, hoping for one day for it to pay off. But right now, with the job that I have, I'm making more money. I'm actually saving money. I'm saving money right now. And I'm picking up as much work as I can. I got health insurance. I'm getting a new pair of glasses in the next couple of weeks. I got an appointment with a highly regarded dentist. And, you know, if you're just listening, I don't have bad teeth. My teeth are straight. I have all my teeth. It's just from my nerves and stuff that I grinded them down. So they're a little flat spotted. But I'm going to go and we're going to come up with a plan of attack that I'm going to get the, I'm going to get the Steve Harveys. I'm going to, you know, Fozzie, Bubba always wanted to give me the Steve Harvey teeth. It never happened, but guess what? I'm going to get those bitches on my own. I'm going to have a full set of Steve Harveys in the near future. I'm not going to be able to get them all done at one time. I'm not balling that much. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going tortoise shell. I love tortoise shell. I'm going to go with a black pair, and I'm going to go with the tortoise shell. I got another pair of glasses I never wear. Whenever I get new pairs of glasses, I get two pair.
Hold on. I think I have. Oh, yeah, I do. Hold on. Wait a minute. You know what? Go away, Miami. So, let me see here. Hold on. Yeah, those are my other old ones. Oh, here they are. All right, so I have not worn these at all. All right, so look, guys, you can see the glasses I'm wearing now, more square looking. These are my Harry Potters. Do you guys like, be honest, do you guys like the circle frames? Do you like the circle frames that I'm wearing? Man, I can tell that these are in good working shape because, man, it's like I'm looking through a fishbowl. So these are the ones I never wear. Matter of fact, I think this might be the first time anybody's ever seen me with these glasses on. Circle frame or square frame? Yeah, I got some scratches and they're dirty.
Wow. Holy crap. I didn't realize that. Woof. Yeah, I do like the squares better. But I went with the round ones there. Oh, man, I can't wear these. If any of you guys have worn glasses or had prescription glasses, that it takes you a little while to get used to. Even if they're the same, both of those glasses are the same prescription. But, like, these are dirtied up, and I'm sure they got a bunch of scratches in the lenses and stuff. So, yeah. Bubba Lost Everything says, I kind of like the squares, but both look similar. Yeah. Kurt Rambis. Is Kurt Rambis goggles like Horace Grant's back in the day? But I mean, I don't know. All right. Well, guys, I was supposed to have an interview tonight. That fell through. So, oh, well. You know, Iggy T tells me all the time that the shows are actually better when I don't have interviews. Just getting on and bullshitting and chatting with you guys. Yeah. Oh, from the Lakers. I got you. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. If you want to catch up on the Tuttle Daily Podcast archives, The YouTube channel only has to since the beginning of this year. But if you want to catch anything from 2020 or 2021, you're going to have to go to Spotify, iTunes, or iHeartRadio 315 Live. You can go there. So I'm going to get out of here, guys. I want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight's show. I want to thank everybody that DR actually threw me $5 on YouTube. Thank you. Email me, Tuttle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail. I want to start playing some more voicemails. 407-270-3044. Going to get out of here, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe. And I will talk to you tomorrow.